For the folks who are maybe watching,
we should probably address the elephant in the room.
We need to,
or I should say, the elephant not in the room.
So folks who are watching, you're probably like, wait, somebody's missing. And for the folks listening, you're like, I have not heard someone's voice. Mike is not here right now. He is running late.
We have our theories.
Big time late.
Yeah.
Mike texted us right before this episode started and said, I'm going to be late. Start without me. I'm helping my family with something. Or helping his parents. What did he say?
Something like that. Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe that's what he's
Matt
doing.
Already thinks he's lying.
Well, we were taking our bets on Carly and I in the drive. We were taking our bets on what it could possibly be.
I have doubts.
Yeah.
I think Mike sometimes struggles with sleep. He's now back on caffeine.
He did drink coffee. Maybe he's been up for 3 days because he drank coffee for the first time. Maybe he just hasn't slept in 3 days and he's like, oh shit.
It could be that.
I think like we're in a safe space where he could be like, I slept in.
I'd be scared to say that.
Okay, so exactly. Scared. I think he's coming up with a little white lie. But what is the thing is, it has to be something so urgent because if I was on the phone call with my parents and I had a podcast to get to,
yeah. You had work to get to.
Correct.
Like you'd be on the phone on the way.
I would be like,
unless he needs his computer, maybe it is something serious. We don't know.
With his parents?
I don't know.
But
well, you asked. You said, is everything okay? And he said, yeah.
Yeah.
So I
know Matt's going on an angle where you're like, I think he might be fibbing. And I'm like, just in case, give him the benefit of the doubt.
This is what mentally is going on upstairs. Okay. I know if I texted you three saying, I'm running late, I haven't even left, I'm helping my parents with something, I would hear it to no end from you guys saying that, like, what the hell was it? Like, y'all
just like we are now.
You guys would not
We're
let
doing
me,
it now, though. Yeah,
y'all would not let me get away with, like.
Well, of course, same with me. If I said it, I wouldn't think I'd get. You know, because it's like, what do you mean? It's like so vague.
Yeah.
Like if even if Aaron said it, I'd be like, huh?
Yeah. You need to give a little more detail.
So water has to be leaking. Power has to be out. Something that
with his parents.
Right.
Yeah. Matt said we need to check the call logs.
Yeah, he was like, should we check the call logs? We'll check his aura ring.
Yeah,
maybe?
His aura ring. See when he woke up. Maybe he slept in.
And even if we caught him in a lie, I still love him.
Of course. No, it's funny.
It's just funny.
So should we ask for the call logs?
Yeah, I think it'll be funny.
You should be like, Mike, can I see you?
Oh,
hello.
Oh, hi. I was like, that doesn't look like Mike's shoes.
I was like, whoa.
And currently, I do have Mike's location. He is still at home.
Oh, my God. What if he just doesn't show up the whole time?
I don't know.
Then it must be serious.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's helping.
Yeah.
He's helping them with something.
Also, for the record, he has three other siblings.
Correct. And they could have reached out to any of those three.
Is Mike the oldest?
Yeah. And he also probably thinks he's the smartest.
For
so he's
sure.
like, I have to be the one
Mike
to
Mike definitely
help
thinks
them.
He's the smartest.
I feel like he would have said, like, if it was very, very serious, like, family emergency, like, start the podcast without me. But he was just like, I'm helping with something.
Yeah.
Leads me to believe that it's not that dire.
Right. And also, Mike,
so
usually, this is a clue. I was at the gym before this. Mike and I, at the end of our workouts, we screenshot our workout log.
Uh-huh.
And send it.
And send it to each other and give each other like a thumbs up, acknowledging it. Mike this morning did not acknowledge it.
So either he's been dealing with this for a long time this morning.
Sorry, what time did you send this?
At least probably like 9 o'clock. Like he should have been up.
All right, yeah, it's 10:09.
He could have been dealing with it or he could have been sleeping.
True. And
it also is like I understand if he woke up late and he's not the kind of person that can just like, you know, throw on a thing and run out the door. Like he has to make his coffee.
I'm sorry. This is not funny, but it's reminding me like of an addict, like being so worried about where they are. And he's like started all these vitamins. Like what if he just crashed out?
No, truly.
He's like, oh God, I have coffee now and all these vitamins. What's going on with my body?
Yeah, I have to take all these vitamins.
Okay, maybe we should start momentum. But my final question.
Yes.
Do we ask for the call logs?
Yeah, I think it'll
you
be
need
funny.
To. You need to be the one.
God, I feel like such a dick doing that.
Funny. I don't think it's like.
Can we see, how should I say it? Go, can we see the call logs? Or
I think
I go,
you should sit down and you should go, oh, can I see your call logs real quick? Just right off the bat.
Should we like play off the energy he brings in?
Yeah.
He's gonna be disheveled no matter what.
I gotta hear the story because he's gonna be like,
he will be disheveled no matter what because like when we record in the mornings, he's always just like, yeah. So it might be hard to tell if it's the mood from what happened or
true.
If something really did happen, he's going to tell us. If he's lying, he's going to be like, can't talk about
it. Y'all will never know because he'll never talk about it on the podcast.
He will not talk about it on the podcast either.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to talk about it on the pod because he doesn't have a story to say.
I'm editing this podcast.
Yeah, Carly
I'm going to edit this one.
I say all this with love.
No, we love you, Mike.
Okay. Oh, wait, what episode?
We're going to do etymology.
Okay.
We're going to teach you guys etymology.
Yeah.
You guys don't know what etymology is. It is the study of words and their origins, if that makes sense.
I think so, yeah.
It's, you know, behind a lot of words are a lot of roots, a lot of Latin roots, a lot of Greek roots, a lot of roots from all across the country. And it's like its own little treasure hunt, knowing the meaning behind words. And it's wild how there are things we say every day
that we have no idea, like, oh, that's so interesting, it came from that. What the hell?
Exactly.
Because on our podcast, we were talking about soda water and Erin was like, what's the soda water and club soda? And then she was like, I feel like it has to do with like the club life, like just drinking it. And it was true.
Yeah. That's facts.
Cause they start, it was called soda water, but then they started, cause I was like, they're the same thing, right? So why do they call it two different things? So then I Googled that and it said that club soda, it was soda water always. And then because they started serving it in clubs, it caught on. Got the nickname of club soda.
There was one I learned recently. It was cul-de-sac, to ass of bags or
bag of ass
or the ass of a bag, because it's the bottom of a bag, meaning it's the bottom of a street. So a cul-de-sac.
I love a cul-de-sac.
I did not know that word until I moved here.
Cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
That's right. We've talked about this.
What are you talking about? In LA?
A circle.
Oh gosh.
Oh gosh.
You called it a circle. That's just a Nebraska thing,
I guess.
That's fucking crazy.
That's fucking crazy. I know it is. But
cul-de-sac.
That would be like the name of the street sign, like Pine View Circle. But it's like the cul-de-sac.
Oh right.
Do you know the difference between different types of streets? Like what's an avenue? What's a court? What's a
No, but
place?
That's so interesting you say that.
Because they do exist, right?
Yeah, I was literally just on Zillow looking at Salt Lake, and they have a community, and it's just called The Avenues.
I live on an avenue. I don't live on a street.
And what's the diff?
I
live on a road.
You don't know?
Maybe I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
I grew up on a road. Birch Hill Road was
I don't even know what a road is.
I grew up on a drive.
Oh.
Nelson's Creek Drive.
What is the difference with different types of streets? Like avenue, court, place.
Road.
Road, street. What are the differences?
I'm on a street now.
Oh, they updated this. Okay.
Should I see if Mike's left yet?
I have it up.
Oh.
Let me just
live.
Okay. Oh, this is interesting.
He's still at home.
Okay. A street typically runs perpendicular to avenues.
Oh.
They're found in a grid layout. Okay, that makes sense because like Madison Avenue runs like perpendicular to like the grid system of streets. Does that make sense? Okay, an avenue often runs parallel to streets. Does that make sense? Avenues are usually wider and may have trees or medians. That makes sense.
It doesn't ever like what street?
What street is yours? A street right now?
Ave.
Okay, that tracks.
Okay.
Because you're Ave.
And what's the thing again? Sorry, my brain isn't functioning. Oh yeah.
And now a boulevard, that.
Of broken boulevards,
a wide road often divided by a median or lined with trees.
Like Santa Monica Boulevard.
Frequently used for major roads with multiple lanes in each direction. Santa Monica Boulevard, correct.
Sunset Bully.
Road is a general term used for a route that connects two points. So it's pretty standard. A drive is a road that curves or meanders through residential areas.
Oh, that's so true. That's where I grew up.
I think my parents live on a drive, and I guess that makes sense because it's not in a straight line. There's a curve to it.
Yeah, mine's super curved.
A lane is a narrow road, often residential and sometimes more private.
They added, in my neighborhood, a blueberry lane.
Cute.
And it was like a definitely like a cul-de-sac at the end of it.
But okay.
But it was like a little tiny road.
Elaine, Patricia's parents live on Elaine, and it's very narrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds so cute, Elaine.
Oh, there's also Way. Let's not forget the Way.
Yeah, what the
Way is a small side street, often off a larger road, typically quiet and residential. Court, dead-end road.
Oh. Mm.
Often with the cul-de-sac. Good
Y'all
didn't
think you were going to school today.
Terrace. I've never seen
Terrace. Oh, Terrace. Yep, I've seen that.
Usually a residential street on a hillside or slope, often more scenic or elevated. Place, smaller road or cul-de-sac. Circle, either a circular street or a road that loops back to itself.
So circle's written down.
Yeah, common in suburban layout. So like a circle can maybe like go all the way around with like offshoots within it.
Oh.
If that makes sense. And then there's alleys. And those are the narrow. Alley.
And those are the scary ones.
Yeah. Did you guys have alleys?
No.
I mean, definitely, but probably never walked in them because I was too scared.
Oh, I always had an alley.
Mike is on his way.
Oh, he is. Rise and shine.
Just enough time to make a hot pot of cough.
I would die. He comes in with Starbucks. Like, just all this stuff.
That was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What are you on right now? A street?
I believe I'm on an ave. I'm on an avenue lined with trees.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm on an avenue.
I think you are.
And yeah. Yeah.
I'm on an ave too.
Street.
Okay, what are some other fun things? I think it's pretty wild, you know, English, how much nautical and sailing language and phrases we end up using. So stuff like, especially when it comes to like projects and making things happen, you need to run a tight ship, having all hands on deck, making sure things are smooth sailing, making headway, changing course, leeway.
I have never thought about that once.
And a long shot is like the distance of a cannon between like another ship and stuff like that. Knowing the ropes of how to do something, that's nautical. And basically because like English was a huge sailing language and that's how English spread around was through sailing.
Interesting.
So we have so much sailing phrases used.
Below deck, shout out.
Sailing
yacht.
There we go.
I have an interesting one that I thought was cool.
Share it.
The word clue, like a clue.
Yeah.
Originally the word was spelled clue, C-L-E-W, which was a ball of thread or yarn. It derived from Old English. It began to appear in people's vocabularies more frequently in the 17th century. But what does yarn have to do with the word clue? Well, in various myths and legends, a ball of thread or yarn helps a person find their way through a maze, much like a clue helps lead you to an answer to a mystery.
Oh.
So that's how clue became a word.
It's like the lining all the way to the source.
Yeah,
kinda.
It's like finding the way to the answer.
Interesting.
You have to follow the little thread. The clue, the C-L-E-W.
Was this English or what was this?
Yeah, Old English. It says it probably started as like Cluin or Cloian. And it's Dutch. And the Dutch Cluin.
Interesting.
Cluin.
I also learned that, you know, the Yucatan Peninsula?
I've heard of it.
Sounds so familiar.
I believe it's down in, well, like Mexico, Latin America, like right in between there, the Yucatan Peninsula. I believe it's part of Mexico. Yucatan means I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh,
really?
So when the explorers came over and they found the Yucatan Peninsula, they were talking to the local natives and were like,
oh my God,
what is this place? And they're like, Yucatan, Yucatan.
Oh, we can't understand you.
And that means we don't understand what you're saying. And they go, okay, we're calling this place Yucatan Peninsula. And it just like carried
That's cool.
Now I don't know like if there is a true name that the native people there
call it,
but us globally, or especially in America, that's known as the Yucatan Peninsula.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it sounds like what I thought mafia. Remember when I thought mafia started? Because it was mafia.
Oh,
I was
yes.
Which is not real.
I was told that in school. I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's what labeled teacher, as Yucatan.
What teacher taught me that?
Also
Peninsula.
Found out like the phrases we say no can do and long time no see are, and hopefully I'm getting this right, are Americans mocking for like Chinese and how it sounded.
Really?
I've definitely gotten TikToks of people being like, these everyday phrases that you say are rooted in racism.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They just thought like it sounded like how like a Chinese person would say it. And no can do, long time no see. It has like a rhythm of Chinese.
No can do.
We like
do.
Adopted that and keep saying it because of it. So
have you heard about like the founder of Lululemon?
Yes.
Like he named it that because he thought it was like funny that Asian, like for Asian people they to couldn't pronounce say it. I was like, God.
Do we know if that's like real?
No.
I feel like he was quoted saying it in an interview in like the early 2000s.
Him saying, I thought it would be funny. Because yeah.
Or he said, I think it's funny hearing Chinese or people of Asian descent or trying. Wait, hold on. I got to get that right. Not of Asian descent. Just a different culture trying to pronounce it. He says he thinks it's funny, but I don't think he named it because got he it. Wanted to hear them say it.
Got it. So it was like an after.
Kind of.
Like, oh, isn't it funny how these people can't say it?
Yeah, I think.
That's crazy.
Sorry, I'm trying to find the.
I definitely saw it on like TikTok at one point.
Yeah.
Should we, when Mike comes, should we read the etymology of the word liar?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I just want, let's hear the story. Let's hear the story.
He's not going to tell us. I know.
I mean, he'll tell us on break.
He's, let's all guess what he's going to be like. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
going to do exactly that.
I'm rinsed.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it.
And then after we record, we'll be like, you have to tell us.
And then we'll start the next episode telling you guys. Yeah. We stay later to record what actually happened.
Oh, okay. So these are kind of fun. So, well, one, lukewarm. Luke means the root of that warm. So it's really just warm.
Oh, weird.
Another one. This
Luke
is kind
means
of weird.
Warm?
Luke means warm, like from a different language.
Got it.
And
is it like Old English, do you think?
Yes, I believe, or it may be German.
Warm.
I kind of screenshotted these really quick as this guy was sharing them. Mussels is from Latin-based, and it means little mouse. And the reason why we call our mussels is because we feel like it looks like little mouse or little mice
under our skin.
That are under our skin moving and contracting.
I wonder why, well, obviously they're spelt differently, but like a shellfish mussel. Like, I wonder why that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess a shellfish, it moves like a mussel. It probably has the texture of a mussel.
But it's spelled differently.
Is it?
Yeah, isn't it M-U-S-S-E-L?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm dumb. I haven't looked at the word mussel.
Finally, you admit it.
Okay, so...
It's so weird not having Mike here to be like, well, actually...
I know.
Like he has like the strangest facts.
Yeah.
Who?
Mike.
Mike, I mean, sorry. Same person to me sometimes.
Did you guys know that the word hooligan?
Hooligan.
It is from like a Irish family. People with the surname Houlihan. They were like a very rowdy group of people. Oh. So then it then became hooligan.
Oh, wow. What a family. Are they still around?
I actually have a friend with that last name.
Really? Yeah. It was her family.
It was a guy, but yeah.
Hooligans, though, are also known to be like the type of guys that get into fights after the football game.
Hooligans.
Right?
Oh, really?
Game.
Green Street Hooligans.
Have you seen that movie?
Of course.
It's with Elijah Wood?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it.
I did.
And they just meet up and fight after the end of
games.
Yeah,
they're wild.
What's the plot?
Just bruvs.
No
bruvs.
Plot. No
love
plot.
And sport. It's like... deep.
Okay.
Elijah Wood kind of gets like corrupted into the, I forget the guy actor. He's really hot though.
Who's in Green Street Hooligans alongside him?
Yeah.
Elijah Wood, very talented actor. I feel like I haven't seen him in
very
much.
Talented.
He was in The Monkey actually recently. I watched
that. Oh, I never saw that. Did you like it?
I liked this style and like the sense of humor about it, but I just thought all the characters were really mean to one another.
I know, I almost want Mike here to like respond to
Charlie
us.
Charlie Hunnam.
I know, it feels weird not
it
having
feels
Mike
off.
Here.
I agree. Like, it's like he died.
I don't want to look at, I can't look at this
Charlie
chair.
Hunnam is alongside.
Okay, show me a picture of Charlie Hunnam.
Wasn't he in that bike show?
Hell on, or like the Hell's Angels show. What's it called?
The
motorcycle
Netflix one.
Show.
Well, I can just look if you want me to.
Should I look up the liar etymology?
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
King Arthur. He was also
That's
in.
It.
He's so attractive.
You guys, the word liar originates from Old English. It's a
classic
compound word with liar. It means false witness. It came from the word leo year, meaning liar, false witness, or hypocrite. Matt, that's Mike.
Hypocrite? You're such a fucking hypocrite. Hypocrite's a great insult to say to someone.
Only if they're being a hypocrite.
Or I love it when, like, yeah, I just like the word hypocrite.
How often are you saying that to someone?
Not enough.
Isn't everyone kind of a hypocrite at times?
Sure.
Well, yeah. I just think we are. Everyone is.
But also, like, you know, you could say one thing and then, like, 5 years later not feel that way anymore. So that's when I'm like, okay, we've got to have, like, a... Like, I feel like a lot of reality TV, they're like, oh, blah, 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 you're such a hypocrite. And it's like, it's been a decade. Like, these people have obviously, like, evolved and changed.
Like Lala and Raquel.
Yeah, or like Sheena, when they're like, Sheena, you did this. And it's like, okay, she was literally 20 years old.
Literally.
She's grown. She's matured.
Like 2012.
What's, like, the time span into which someone is, like, allowed to change and no longer be considered like, oh, you're being a hypocrite because of something you did fucking a decade ago?
Like, they could just go through an experience and be like, oh, I didn't realize it was like.
Was it something she did on the show though?
Well, technically, yeah, it's like what started the show. Oh. Like, she had an affair with someone's husband.
She was
10 years ago, and we're saying like we should forgive that.
Yeah, but he also had told her that they were separated, they weren't together. So she was under the impression like, oh, he's leaving his wife,
she got
kind of. And she was very, very young.
Okay.
So like fully taken advantage of. But 10 years later, her best friend had an affair with her other best friend's boyfriend, who's also her best friend. And so the people were like, you're not allowed to be upset by this because you did that 10 years ago or whatever.
And it's like, that's such a different, like,
sure.
It sucks like what she did, obviously. I don't think she really knew, but it's also so different. Like, that's the difference between like, hooking up with someone you know is married and all compared to hooking up with your best friend's significant other.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's like, I felt like nothing compared to that.
I just don't know if like you said something today and like something from like a couple years ago, you had a different view on. I'd be like, he's such a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I feel like there needs to be like a time limit.
No, yeah, I agree. I think also it's a lot of like practice what you preach though. Like people who go around like saying that people should be like this or I'm like this, they communicate this sense of idea, but they are going actively against the image that they like to put out. I think that is like a true hypocrite too. It's sometimes not like
fake
what
influencers
you have done. It's like what you project and what you're actually doing.
Look who decided to join us today.
Mike Sheffer, welcome to the studio, man.
Sorry to all the Mike haters, but I've come to ruin the episode.
What? Thank God. We said it was weird without you.
It's really,
really
quiet.
Oh, does that mean I interrupt too much?
Yeah, no, but in a good way.
What did you have to help your parents with?
I'll tell you guys after. I told you. What? Am I not going to say it in public?
He does have a text from his mom.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, you just saw that.
Something's happening.
Can you give us like one word on what we think it could be about?
Real estate.
Oh. Knew it. I called
it. Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Because we were like, it's not serious.
Are they about to buy something?
That's all I can say.
Okay.
I plead the fifth.
You were the one brother out of all the brothers.
Always I am.
Okay.
Wow. Well, and maybe they should grow up because you have a job to do.
Was this time sensitive? Like, were they about to like sign something?
Let's just not talk about it. It was very stressful, and I don't want to talk about it right now.
All right.
Okay, T. Well,
where were you guys up to? Sorry,
maybe
I interrupted.
You should apologize to the audience for being late.
I do. I said I'm sorry. Or I did. Maybe I didn't say I'm sorry.
You're
apology.
Looking at us. You got to acknowledge the camera.
Yeah.
And
take
look to the
take accountability.
I just want to say,
don't be a hypocrite.
I've learned from my mistakes. I've seen the comments. I've seen this is so bad. Let's clip this. And I just, you know, sometimes family things happen, and it's no excuse. This podcast has to happen. I'm so grateful to my three co-hosts who were so bravely able to proceed without me and hit record and talk to each other without the glue, the Mike Sheffer glue that holds this podcast together, as we all know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, it did feel uncomfortable.
We were like, I feel like he died. I was like, I can't even look at your chair.
Wow. Imagine if one of us died.
Well, that's going to really piss Aaron off.
I got a good one. Avocado comes for the word testicle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Aztec word aha cattle, meaning testicle, and because it looks like a testicle.
That's a big ball.
Ew, yeah.
Well, like the inside.
Oh,
you think
actual...
the pit? No,
yeah.
I think it's the outside.
Maybe because it looks a little
like a testicle.
It's kind of mushy.
It's green.
Yeah. Ugh, it's like shriveled a little bit.
It's green.
Testicle, baby.
Whoa.
Also, I think vanilla and like vagina have like a root connection too.
Vanilla and sex? Vagina?
Yeah, because I think vanilla comes from a root of like a pod of something, and like the vagina is the pod, but it's like its own adaptation from it. Is that not?
Yeah, it says the term vanilla and vagina share an etymological root.
Yes. Does it come from like pod of some sort?
Both words derive from the Latin word vagina, which means sheath or covering. Oh. Vanilla as a little sheath. The Spanish word for the vanilla plant, vainilla, V-A-I-N-I-L-L-A, literally translate to little pod.
Little pod.
The diminutive form of vaina, meaning sheath, was adopted because of the shape of the vanilla pods. The word vaina is derived from the Latin word vagina, meaning sheath. Okay.
All right.
So vagina means sheath?
Yeah, I guess
so. Oh, like a sword that you pull?
And you pull it on and you gotta insert it.
Everything's
into the
all
sheath.
About sex, huh?
It really is. It comes down to that.
I'm gonna take my tampon out. Sheath.
It would be funny if it makes a sound. Does it make a sound when you pop it out? Does it go?
Sometimes it's like if it's real heavy too, it'll be like a blood, like a murder scene.
Enough.
This is the woman, the female body, Matt. This is it's a beautiful fact.
Yeah, you were talking about how you want to see childbirth. You're gonna have to learn a lot more than that.
True. True.
Yeah, you're gonna
see a lot of blood. You're gonna see your wife shit.
Oh,
they do. They do poop afterwards, right?
Not always, but
it can happen during it.
Yeah. Have you ever seen your wife poop?
Sure.
Like the door open, like,
yeah, they're into some freaky shit.
No, I definitely... She shits on his chest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I think I've seen my wife's poop. Like, I've seen that. Like, accidentally. Or, like she didn't flush or something. Like, she thought she did.
I don't like that, though. People who, like, pee with the doors open or, like, poop with the door open.
Of course you don't like that.
I always pee with the door open.
I feel
open.
Like, yeah, I feel like you in your house, you're probably like, if just you naked. And TJ are home, you're just peeing with the door open.
Poop with the door open.
I normally close it.
Nobody can be home if you're pooping with the door open.
Yeah, I agree. No, if TJ's on, like, the other side of the house, I'll leave the door open.
I close the door in my own house living alone. You don't want those chemicals and particles to like leave the bathroom and go into the rest of the house.
I do like the door closed when I poop because it feels way cozier.
It is nice and cozy in a closed door.
Are you guys taking off your I feel like we've talked about this.
No,
all
we're
your
not.
When we poop?
No, I'm not either, but no. I feel like some guys do.
Sometimes you got to do a full disrobe.
Some guys do it.
Yeah,
weird.
We talked about it because you said Nolan does it.
He did it like once and I was like, what's happening? Are you removing all of your clothes?
Sometimes you need to get... You need to have no...
That's crazy. Do you close it when you pee?
Yes. I just think it's like a...
What?
If I'm hanging out with like another guy, we're just being guys and I got to go take a pee, I'm not shutting the damn door.
That's
I'm
also
just
because
taking
I feel like the social, like the bathrooms that men have are all open anyway. So it feels like it's just open.
Are you doing that at his apartment?
Yeah, like when he pees at my house, like we were watching a movie, whatever, he'll leave the door open while
he's
peeing.
Are you like,
well, don't pause it, Mike. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, and also I can hear the movie like while I'm taking the pee and I'm far away. Like
Mike's putting his headphones
on. I'm just saying because he closes his own door at his house.
When I'm alone.
Even to pee?
Yes. Yeah. It's like a...
I
don't want to use the word like holy.
Closing a door by yourself, even as a man, that you're like standing up and just taking a quick pee, you got to close the door.
You have to create a separation of church and state. I don't want my...
Doesn't exist.
Because then it feels like my whole apartment is my bathroom. It's like this is one big room that I just happen to have a toilet in. I need the physical separation.
Yo,
that's like...
I do like the bathroom door.
I feel like this is a... Maybe a class issue and y'all are a little lower class.
Fine by me.
What etymology have you brought to the table today?
I thought Carly had a list.
What does the word late?
Oh,
I was going to talk about...
Oh, I've been like going
we've been doing
everything.
A list. Oh, I was going to talk about names if we've looked up what our names, the etymology of our names are.
Mine means Ireland.
Aaron, Ireland.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, like Ire. The name Aaron is an ancient name for Ireland, originating from the Irish word Ire, which means Ireland.
Damn.
There you go.
So that's like if you were named like America.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
In Gaelic? Is that the language of origin?
Correct.
Wait.
Sorry. Like I would imagine so, but I don't want to.
Matt, you ever had a Gaelic?
What?
It says the name Erin has strong ties to the Gaelic language.
Okay. That's a crazy one to hear. People speaking Gaelic. You know what that is?
It's like Irish?
Yeah, but it's like their old
What'd
Irish.
What'd you say?
It's crazy to hear people speak it. Like when Gaelic? I went to Ireland, I've heard. I was like, what is that? It's a cool language.
See, I don't know if I've ever heard it. It's like an Irish song.
Yeah, it's a Gaelic song I like.
Oh.
By
my culture is not your costume. Kneecap. I'm offended.
What are you talking about? I'm fucking Irish, Erin. Are you kidding me?
Not as Irish as me.
Oh.
What percentage are you Irish?
Fuck off.
I'm 99.2% Irish.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's incredibly Irish.
Have you done 23andMe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have done it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it was going out of business. Somebody just bought it.
I thought it was like done this time.
I thought someone just bought it like a month ago, so it's like coming back, or someone bought all the data,
yes.
Maybe. But I was listening to a crime podcast I've been like obsessed with, and they've been able to solve so many crimes through 23andMe. And they had that thing where it is controversial because you are submitting your DNA without your relative's consent.
Yeah.
But you can help solve crimes by giving your DNA to the database. And I was a bit like, why not? Why not help solve crimes and give people closure of their loved ones? I don't think I'm gonna commit a crime. So why
not? You never
not?
Know though. What if one of your family members commits a crime and then you're like, fuck.
Sorry, go serve the time if you commit a crime.
You do the crime, serve the time.
But why shouldn't I?
But why shouldn't you do 23andMe?
Yeah.
The main thing is like privacy and just that they could like sell your DNA data to like insurance companies and then they're like, ooh, your DNA is predisposed to this like illness, and
so
we're not going
to
cover you.
It's tied more to diseases and not to like just the etymology. I thought it was more like genealogical.
It
research.
Is, but they can also use that data to like. They haven't done it yet, but theoretically,
that's why
like,
they're telling everyone to delete the app
because
they just sold all of the data.
And it's not like privately owned.
So I'm just going to end up spending more money.
What do you mean?
Well, you're saying like my insurance is going to go up because they go, well, we see that there's cystic fibrosis deep in your
family.
Yeah. And that's the reason to not do it.
Oh,
or
damn it.
they could frame you for a crime. They have your DNA. They could sprinkle it on. Oh,
you haven't done it.
That's
you said
crazy.
No, I haven't. I believe my mom and maybe my dad have.
Oh,
but I don't know. I thought I would love to see the data.
I thought it was going to be really fun, and then mine was so fucking boring.
99% Irish?
99.2.
Were you able to see, though, how many, like, distant relatives of
yours? Yeah, there
was,
like, not really any.
Oh, they usually say, like, you get connected to, like, 1,000 people, or, like, it matches on the site.
Yeah, I didn't have a fun one that was, like, you come from, like, Alexander Hamilton. Mine was, like, you're a Viking.
Oh.
You're a Viking.
But you didn't know, second family? That's a crazy one where it's like you get a gift for the holidays and then it turns out dad's been having a side family.
Yeah.
So
you have three twin
crazy.
Brothers or something.
I know someone who had that.
Damn.
Yeah.
That freaked me the fuck out.
Can you imagine though, you're sitting like on having like a secret family or like a kid and then all your kids are like, hey dad, let's do 23andMe.
That happened with my brother.
Really?
Yeah, my brother's family, they adopted a child. They adopted my sister-in-law's sister's child. When it was a baby.
Okay.
When he was a baby. And they just, you know, were raising him like their own. And then I think he wanted to do 23andMe. And so they like sat him down. And
they
had
never told him?
No. And they're like, it just like had, I don't, I think he just was so young or whatever. But they were like, just so you know, like, you know, you're adopted, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, I'm really glad you're my parents.
Yeah.
Aww.
So cute.
I guess that is good for adopted people too, because then you can maybe find if you have other.
Yeah.
Blood relatives. Although I feel like in the adopted community, people don't really think about it that way. Like, they don't care
know.
To meet their blood relatives because it's like the family that they know is the family that they know.
I don't know.
In,
I feel like
in
some,
good instances.
I would die to be like, who are my parents if I was adopted?
Then how
I think.
Do we solve all these crimes then?
How many crimes are happening?
There's a lot of missing people who we've never, like unidentified bodies as well, where we cannot figure out who they are because there is no DNA connecting them. And so I guess it just breaks my heart that like some people just want to have closure and they can't.
Yeah,
disappearing people is crazy. I feel like is it happening? It's got to be happening less and less with like social media and the internet.
Like people disappearing?
Yeah, like because back
know.
In the
I
70s.
I see stuff like all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It still happens. I mean, definitely it was easier just to abduct a kid and,
yeah,
and
never see him
again.
Be gone
forever.
And be gone.
And also we have social media, so maybe we're just seeing it more now. Like, we just see it in our face. So we think it's happening more.
Mm. Yeah. It's just, it's wild.
We could have used this etymology study before we did our, did we talk about our Who Wants to Be a Millionaire upcoming
Mm-mm.
episode?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I no,
was gonna
we
say,
were just talking about you being late.
Oh. Well.
It was funny. Don't
Can't
worry.
Wait to watch this one back, y'all.
No, it was funny. We're just like, we had our theories.
Oh, what were some of the theories? Let's hear.
Mine was your parents were dealing with real estate stuff.
No way.
And yeah. I was like, it has to be something urgent. We're like, water is leaking. Something is on fire. It had to be something time sensitive. Where
That's
I'm
correct.
Like, why couldn't he just say, I can't do this right now. I have to go record a podcast.
Yeah.
So we had to feel like it was something urgent and house related.
Okay, but also be honest.
What? And then I thought, you just woke up late.
Oh, you thought I was lying?
Yeah.
Well, at first he was like, I'm going to ask him for the call logs. And then I was like, I'm going to ask him for the
Not saying accusatory. I was like, what if I bring up,
it's just, yeah, funny.
What if
no,
I just ask,
silly.
Can we see it?
Oh, you can really... see since 7:38 a.m. I've been on the phone.
No,
damn.
There's your proof.
Proven wrong.
I woke up at 7:30.
You just edited my name.
He also was like, I feel, because he shared his gym stats with you.
Yeah.
And you didn't say anything. So he was like, I don't think he was awake.
Yeah.
No. I mean, call logs are there.
But I did.
The evidence is there.
This is my first call at 7:38 a.m. And it went all these calls today.
Damn. All right.
It's been a hectic
well,
morning.
Let's get back on
back
course.
On. Well, what was your theory?
Carly was really rooting for you. She was like, Matt, give him the benefit of the doubt.
I did, yeah.
Thanks,
I was like, maybe it is something serious, but not. Because you were like, because I asked if everything was okay, and you said yes.
Yeah.
But like, okay, I said, if it was an emergency, you would have said like family emergency, not family stuff.
What did I say?
You were like, I'm dealing with family stuff.
Oh.
Let me see.
Because I feel like if I was running that late and I was just like, family stuff, y'all would be like, bullshit.
No, we wouldn't.
I think you're projecting.
Yeah.
I just don't believe that y'all
would give you the benefit of the doubt if you
believed me.
You know
I
what?
Think that you are projecting.
I would probably feel the same way you did. I was like, Matt definitely just woke up late. Now he's making shit up. Yeah. I probably would say the same thing about you.
You just said dealing with a family issue.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I think if it was like really, really serious, he'd be like, I'm having a family emergency, like blah, 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 blah. So that's why I was like, it's got to be real estate.
No, it's okay. Everybody's healthy. It's fine. Just real estate nonsense.
Can't wait to hear about.
Boring.
Okay, so back to origins of names. That's what we
oh.
were.
Oh, yeah.
Real estate.
Can I read mine?
Yes, Carl.
No, that's actually crazy because it comes from that word.
Oh, your name.
Actually. Because like people call me Carl. They just have throughout my life.
Other people have?
Yeah.
Oh, does Carl come from Charles?
Well, I don't know. It says the name Carly is believed to have originated as a something or pet form of the name Carlotta, a feminine version of the name Carl. Carl has Germanic roots, meaning free man. Over time, Carly emerged as a standalone given name, gaining popularity in the United States mid-20th century.
Carl with a K.
Carlotta.
So Carlotta's roots Carly is shortened form of Carl. Okay, sorry.
Carlotta Incontro.
Carlotta.
Oh, yeah, you are... I thought you were hardcore Italian. That sounds like
hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore.
I was like joking. Okay, so Aaron and I and Matt, when we were on a road trip, and I was doing ancestry.
A road trip. We were driving to Palm Springs.
Well, it was a road trip.
No, we weren't. We were driving down to Seaside.
No.
To go to Josh Darnett's house when we were looking up.
No,
it was
this
Palm
was
Springs.
Chris Clemens' birthday.
Oh shit!
This was like a couple years ago.
Shit! My bad.
But I found out, I was like, oh my God, my great grandfather, his name is Alfio, and he was like from Sicily. And so I was like joking the whole time, like how Italian I am. I was like, I can't believe I'm so Italian. And I was like, I need pasta. And like, but then I like ate pasta and I was like, I got like, sometimes pasta makes me shaky. And I was like, never mind, I'm not Italian anymore.
Pasta
but
makes
then,
me shaky.
But she also did 23andMe or whatever.
I did. And then I'm way more Irish than I'm Italian.
Oh, damn. But you just have the Italian last name.
Was it your great, great grandfather's like ancestry.com photo?
Yeah, he's holding a big eggplant.
A giant eggplant.
It was so funny because we were watching The Sopranos and
you were like, there he is.
One Alfio. Of the men on there was like talking like really nasty about like a woman and, I forgot what I said, and Nolan was like, I think that's like part of like Italian, like older Italian culture. Like the men were just like not like very,
very misogynistic.
Very misogynistic. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that's so interesting because my great grandfather's literal profile photo is him with a giant eggplant on Ancestry. And his name is Alfio.
Alfio Incontro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a character on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Totally.
Pretty good.
Alfie's such a cute little name.
Alfie. If that is so cute.
Maybe your next cat.
Not a
Since
child,
you won't
a
have kids.
Yeah. If I had a kid, maybe it'd be Alfie.
If
I had a kid, but I don't want one. Are you gonna have kids soon?
Soon?
I don't know.
Not anytime soon, but eventually.
In like 9 months.
Yeah. What's your definition of like, soon? Yeah, she forget she's so young.
And what
okay, sorry, I was just looking through my
name. My name's Hebrew.
Is
Matthew?
It?
Yeah, the gift of God, or gift from God.
Oh, you are a gift,
or gift
from
of
God.
Yahweh.
Wow.
Yeah.
In what language?
Hebrew.
Matthew.
Isn't that just in the Bible?
It says the name Matthew, an English language masculine given name, ultimately derives from the Hebrew name Matiyahu.
Matisyahu.
One day.
I thought that had an S in it. Does it not?
Matisyahu.
It does.
Yeah.
Not, this one doesn't, though.
It's like one of those like things where the S can sometimes be a T in ancient Hebrew versus modern Hebrew. Wow. So your Hebrew name is Matisyahu?
It says, which means the gift of God or gift of Yahweh.
That's so, I would never, that'd be my whole personality.
Oh, the Hebrew name was transliterated into Greek as Mattathias.
Ooh, that's strong too.
Matthias?
M-A-T-T-A-T-H-I-A-S.
Oh, okay. Mattathias.
The English name Matthew is a vernacular from the Greek New Testament named
Matthew.
Matthios, which also traces back to Matisyahu.
All my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say
that one
day. That was a
day.
big thing in the Jewish community when he first came out. This Orthodox rabbi,
iconic
reggae beatboxing dude,
what
Jimmy
was
Kimmel.
The other one? The other song?
I don't know.
One day.
You've
one
seen the video
day.
Of him in the Hawaiian cafe?
Of course.
Yeah, everyone's seen that. You know, the very, very first time, I feel like you guys may not know this. I used to play drums for a Jewish rapper in college named Kosha Dills.
Yeah.
And he had a song with Matisyahu because the Jewish rap community was pretty small back in those days.
What was his name? Dill.
Kosha Dills. Like kosher dill pickers.
Pickles.
He was like playing at my college like freshman year. And I was like, dude, you have a song with Matisyahu. I was like, you're so famous. And he's like, anyway. He's like, we have a show in L.A. Can you come? And he flew me out to L.A. It was my first time ever coming here, and I was 19 years old. And it was like playing for some Jewish event, and Matisyahu was like a surprise guest, and I ended up playing the drums for Matisyahu and Kosha Dills when I was 19. My first time ever coming to L.A., and I was like, I'm going to move here one day.
Nice.
Me and Matisyahu share the same birthday.
Whoa.
I didn't know that.
That's a big one.
You know who I just learned I share a birthday with?
Wow.
Amanda Knox.
Ooh. Who is that? The woman in Italy who like killed
Less
her roommate?
Fun.
Yes, the girl
didn't kill her roommate.
American girl studying abroad was accused of murdering her roommate. Had to serve 4 years in prison. Now she's out. She's a criminal justice advocate for,
because she claims innocence the whole time, right?
Yes, and I'm always like, I guess she didn't do it. I think she had a hand. I don't think she ever, stabbed a knife and twisted. And did the murder. I think she
was
there that night, knew who killed the person, and was part of it, and was just told to like keep quiet, and had her Italian boyfriend translate, and she got lost in translation, and ended up being convicted.
I just hear a Whitney Cummings podcast, and I was like, she seems innocent.
Right. She just was on like Joe Rogan's, and I was like, I don't know. She's very calculated and good with her words, but seems kind of likable and believable. But if you ask people like Greta and Ella, they are like, she totally killed her.
Oh, really?
Because like, there a lot of Italians are like want her to go back to jail.
Yeah, she did kill them.
Like they get so passionate and angry about it. And I'm like, I love hearing their perspective because they make me just doubt everything.
Totally. Are there Casey Anthony truthers who are like, there's no way she killed
her?
Dude,
all the evidence lines up to Casey Anthony.
I want
to
meet
I look
someone.
Like her?
Kind of.
I always get caught when I'm live on TikTok. It's like, you look like Casey
you
Anthony.
Kinda
I'm like,
do.
Are you kidding? Or like, is this like a prank? Or
if you kind of Casey do. Anthony, Karen, Bob.
I'll get the Karen.
You should be
cut.
Her for Halloween and just carry on like a dead.
So.
I don't think so. That is not like a fun Halloween.
Who are you? I'm Casey Anthony. Here's my.
You kind of do.
Tea spill or whatever. It's like Carly Gondra dressed up as a mom who killed her daughter.
Yeah, when her like hair's down.
Yeah,
there's a
but
funny,
not when it's bad.
I'm so glad I look like a murderer.
That TikTok of like a guy who brings Casey Anthony as a date to a party.
No,
oh, yeah,
it's
yes.
a really funny sketch. Like, he's like, dude, did you bring Casey Anthony? Yeah, she's great. Why? She killed her kid. No, the evidence ruled against her. What does she do right now? She has like a podcast or something.
She's trying to be also like Amanda Knox, being like a criminal justice advocate. Yeah. But she posted like a TikTok. It backfired big time.
Oh, right. Yeah,
that's what it was. She tried to come back.
See you fucking later, lady.
Yeah. Casey, so she does not have many like sympathizers at all.
There's not Casey Anthony truthers.
No. Rarely. I wonder if there's if there are, show me the evidence.
But maybe there's money in it, Matt. We could start sell some t-shirts.
I need to like, well, I actually don't really, I never saw any documentaries about that or anything.
She just like blatantly lied, saying that her daughter was with a nanny called Zanny the Nanny.
Zanny the Nanny? That's like, a first problem.
That's like Krentis the dentist.
She was like a Zanda, like a
my dentist name is Krentis.
Who was like a person that did not exist. She said that she like nanny. Left her daughter with this Zanny the Nanny. That person Zanned didn't out. Exist. She also said she worked at Universal Studios in Orlando, takes the cops around Universal Studios, acting like she like works there, saying hi to the employees.
And Sydney then Sweeney after that one time.
Being there for like an hour and a half, finally goes, I don't work here. I'm sorry.
What?
And so she led them on a goose chase, and then she decided to flip the murder on her own parents, saying that she believes her parents killed their daughter because the daughter like drowned in their pool, and oh they God. Try to cover it up. And the parents are like, how could you do this to us? And if you watch all the videos, she's never concerned about where her daughter is. She's always concerned about why she's innocent. And that's a
interesting
big sign that it's, you
did
know.
Anyone get, did her parents get like convicted of anything?
No, oh. They didn't. But she to this day thinks her parents.
And she's, just, she's been innocent.
It.
Like yeah. in court. Yeah.
Did
and
they find the body?
Yeah,
like, did they find it in, like the trunk of a car or something?
Yeah, oh, wait. Well, the parents were concerned that her trunk of her car smelled like really bad or whatever. And yeah, I think they did find the body because there was like duct tape and stuff.
Zanny the Nanny.
Just, have you guys been keeping up with the Karen Reed case?
Bit by bit, but then sometimes like there's some new update in it. But I believe Karen Reed is innocent.
Good, free Karen Reed.
I do believe now it's a dog.
Oh, well, that's kind of like what it pointed to. The cops killed her. Or him. The cops killed him for sure, and they're setting her up.
I believe that their dog killed him. Because if you look, have you looked at the pictures of the wounds on the body?
Of course,
that's
yeah.
like, that doesn't look
and
like a human.
And they rehomed the dog.
Yeah, right. They cover the whole thing up.
Yes.
But, whoa. Yeah. It's a really fascinating case.
I don't know anything about this.
You would just be like shook to your core.
I don't like watching murder, whatever.
It's, okay, so last year was her trial. Basically.
Is she a, celebrity before this or just a
no,
random woman?
She's just okay. like a Bostonian.
Not a real housewife.
She got
no, surprisingly no.
charged with killing her boyfriend who was a police officer.
Oh.
And the scene of the crime was at another police officer's house where a bunch of other cops were like hanging that night. And they're claiming that she hit him with her car and killed him and left him to die in a blizzard. But like the evidence is so overwhelmingly like you can't prove that she did it. And during her first trial last year, it was like a mistrial. Is that what they call it?
I believe so, yeah.
So they have to do it all over again.
Damn.
Yeah.
And like things that, okay, the people who had the dog said that they rehomed the dog a month later.
Okay.
The guy who, when his phone was about to come into evidence, he destroyed the chip. There's just like all
yeah,
of these.
Yeah, cops know how to like also.
And then his yes. like the cop's wife also Googled how long does it take for a body
to. How long to die in cold.
How long, yeah. How, yeah
people need to stop Googling things when you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Because
right.
what the fuck? They always find it.
Yeah.
Like they will always find your history.
So crazy that people think she did it.
Yeah, it's pretty
I
crazy.
I think she did it.
And especially because the husband who like was killed has like two kids that are his like sister's kids that he takes care of. And those kids now like live with Karen Reed. And,
no.
Like, right, don't they? Well, I guess not right now, but isn't she, it was like, she was going to take care of him.
Yeah, well, after she had gotten kind of like accused her, his family was like, see you fucking later.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Your Honor, let it state the record says, see you fucking later.
See you fucking later.
The one thing that just doesn't look good is that they were arguing that night. And their texts were really heated. And she was really, really mad at him. And so that's the one thing. If they were not in an argument that night, she would be way more seen as innocent than...
Yeah, people don't like an angry woman.
Sorry, guys. We
There's
did not
nothing
mean
like
to go
a mad
this.
Woman. What a shame
it's
she went mad.
Very funny. Her voicemails to him are so funny.
Oh, you can hear the voicemails?
Yeah.
What is she saying?
yelling and cussing them out.
Just like funny. So she's like, "You're a pervert, John." And I'm like, "Oh, get me to Boston."
Oh, God. There's one voicemail we still have from our landlord in college. We like fucked up the house, kind of like, you know, college kids. Like at one point there was a hole like from the previous tenant, and the hole just kept getting bigger over time. And then on like one of the last parties we had, the hole got big enough that we just passed a keg through the hole in the wall. And I mean, she didn't fix it. Like we told her like, "Hey, there's this hole in the wall." And once a night, you know, someone like bangs into it, this and that.
Yeah.
And the voicemail she left was, she was like an alcoholic, like drug addict lady with like a three-legged dog. She would like show up to our house at 8 a.m, like completely blacked out, screaming at us. We have this one voicemail. "You drug addict fucks, if I have to smell." It was just the funny, she's just like losing her mind. It's a.
Ugh, I love a projecting person.
Yeah, so just, I mean, it's crazy. We were like dealing with an alcoholic landlord as like 19-year-old kids. Like, we'll get you the rent. We'll get you the rent. Yeah.
How much was your rent then?
Oh, God. I was probably paying
$2.
I was paying $350 a month for, but it was, there was 12 rooms in the house. It was like two houses and it was six rooms in each.
Okay, Scientology.
Three. No, sorry. It was 12 people. It was six rooms, so each of us had two bedrooms.
That's two people in a house.
Yeah, it was like a duplex, so it was kind of like two houses, but the entrance was the same. It was really fun.
Do you remember the first, like, how much your first rent was in LA, like all split up and everything?
I want to say $1,100.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that bad, but I was living.
And you
like,
moved here in 2014.
2014. I was living in Westchester, so I wasn't like in like a really like high demand, like nice. I wasn't in the heart of like Venice or Santa Monica, but it wasn't that bad.
We paid $750.
Wow.
It was a three bedroom.
$750. Now actually, I think I paid less than that. I think I probably paid $800 or $900.
No, because we're talking about our friend who pays like $4,000 right a month for an apartment. I was like, literally when we moved here, we paid $700 each. Like that's crazy.
So sometimes I'm really bad about like remembering what I paid for things. Like after years have passed, my brain chooses like, let's just forget that. Like I sometimes don't remember the nitty gritty of what I really paid for on my car. Like I don't know.
I don't know what I paid on my car.
The range of it, but
do you know what your monthly payment is on your
car? Yes, I know that.
Okay. Mine's due today.
You don't know the monthly payment?
No.
Did you get scammed when you went to the dealership?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Sometimes they'll be like, "Well, what do you want to pay per month?" And then they do all this like math to make you. They like fuck you over by.
No, it's just like auto, so I never see it.
Don't get like text notifications when it's been like a sizable thing. When it's something that's open a couple $100 that I'm paying on auto pay, I make sure I get a text.
I never get texts.
Like your credit card will say, "Oh, large purchase was made, $300 at Costco or $500.
Sometimes I get that. Yeah.
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 But not from my car.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I just like knowing it's going through and that it's happening and that...
Your Steam Deck? Remember that purchase?
Yeah, my Steam Deck.
Every episode.
Do you know what your rent was when you first moved here?
When I first moved here, it was $1,800
each
for a two-bedroom.
Like
but I lived by myself. I moved into a two-bedroom by myself and I paid $1,800. And it was that... were you guys ever there in that small apartment that I lived at?
Yeah.
When Aaron so graciously lent me the airbed as a... new transplant.
I didn't know you lived there by yourself first.
Yeah, and then Adam kind of ran out of money, and then I told him he can move in. And then he started, but then it was great because he was paying half the rent. And I was like, this is, I'm fucking living here for free.
Yeah.
But when I first moved out of my parents' house into Jersey City, I was paying $800 a month for an apartment in Jersey City.
Damn.
Jersey City.
Can you imagine just $800 a month for fucking rent?
Must be nice.
I mean, we could do it again, but we'd have to live in like, I don't know. Kansas, Kentucky. Yeah,
but so many of our listeners, this is just LA.
Yeah, it's one of the most expensive cities in the world.
Everyone pays different.
Can I read the etymology of boycott? It's kind of interesting.
Let's hear it.
Boycott.
Boycott. Retired British Army officer Captain Charles Boycott was managing the property of an absentee landlord in the 19th century Ireland. A rent dispute between Boycott and the farmers tending to the land led to tenants to stop working the fields and to shun the Englishmen en masse. Local businesses followed suit, and Boycott, rich in status but poor in access to useful resources like food, was driven out of town.
Wow.
So it's a guy's name.
Yeah, Captain Charles Boycott.
That's got to be so awesome when you just contribute like...
I mean, it's crazy.
A verse to like all of mankind and like or even like slang. Like, suh, dude, when that was kind of popping off.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so crazy. Like, Nick Coletti and Getter are behind that. And it's becoming this like huge... fad of
Merry
a phrase.
Christmas.
Merry Chrysler. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, people still, like, you'll that's see that like, in, like, a caption from a hometown friend.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, a very common saying, and Christine Sadelko, like, just posted a Vine saying that one time. That's
you
crazy.
Just contributed to the zeitgeist of...
Culture.
It's got to feel good.
The word shrapnel.
What even is that?
Shrapnel. Like
when a bomb explodes, like there's a bunch of shrapnel. That is just a guy's name.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Henry
Shrapnel, the inventor of the exploding shell.
Oh, funny.
But like, doesn't the word shrapnel kind of sound like
it
what
sounds
it looks
like shrapnel.
Like?
Yeah, it definitely sounds more shrapnel. Like a true word than a name.
I when I first found that out, I was like, that's incredible.
It's like the word sandwich. Was named after the fourth Earl of Sandwich.
Yes, the Earl of Sandwich.
He liked his meals between two pieces of bread because it was easier for him to eat when he was gambling.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
There, also, I learned that like a lot of people like get hamburger wrong where they think it's like, oh, ham and then burger. Is that like these are two separate words in the etymology of it, but really it's Hamburg. Germany is where they made it. And it's just the after. It's like the thing from... Hamburg.
What a great invention is a hamburger.
That's also helicopter.
Yes, it's helix.
Helio.
And then copter. Copter, which is like pterodactyl. It's like a flying helix. But that's why then people take copter and put that behind different types of like devices. But it's like incorrect etymology.
Can I read just a few more of these that are names?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Zipper was trademarked by a guy named Gideon Zipper.
It's a funny last name.
Is he part of the YKK family, though?
What family?
Oh, yeah, excuse me.
YKK. I didn't add a third. But YKK owns, like, all the zippers.
I know. That's a bit. Can you imagine meeting, like, the YKK people?
Dude, I bet.
They have so much money.
Just entering their house is just, like, a zipper.
Their door.
So bad.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We were almost. We're in the
We're falling
stretch.
Apart here, the seams. We all know pasteurized from Louis Pasteur.
No.
You didn't
For
know
sure.
that?
Yeah. Oh, Louis Pasteur.
I feel like that gets talked about all the time.
No.
That he like
I don't
invented
know
the idea of like heating up milk so it's safe to eat.
No.
Wow. See, pasteurized, that sounds like it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like a true word.
I agree.
Guys, these raw milk people.
I know.
It's fucking crazy, right?
It just sounds nasty.
It's like just, let's drink this like disease ridden fucking shit. If I see like an Instagram story of someone like, man, raw milk, I'm just like, oh, so you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Silhouette is from Etienne de Silhouette, a French finance minister known for cutting costs.
It has nothing to do with like the shape of like.
I think it's like he's like cutting around the outlines of the margins of your like savings.
Wow.
So it's a silhouette.
Like, that's
silhouette
poetic.
Is just like, I would think it's like more light and shape and like. Shadows in a way.
Ferris wheel by George Washington Gale Ferris Jr.
I'm sorry, who?
A Ferris wheel.
And he did it in spite of the Statue of Liberty or the Eiffel Tower.
I think it was the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, I'm going to make something that's big and tall that people will be wowed by. And he ended up making...
I'm going to do something.
It was something where it was in response to, I believe, the Eiffel Tower.
A Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Because that also just like, oh, it's like it's at the fair. It's a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
But it's a dude. A taser.
Yes. Thomas A. Swift electric rifle.
How did you know that?
Damn.
But that's also not even named after the inventor. It's named after a book.
A fictional character.
A fictional character that was like one of his favorite fictional characters.
That's
how did I know that?
Yeah,
because I did research before this episode, and I brought things to the table. To
okay,
talk about.
Well, I have another.
You're having ChatGPT
like
do your work for
No, this was an idea.
Late,
I want
ChatGPT.
Okay.
Wait, can I read the etymology of gossip?
Oh, I know that one.
Go piss, girl.
A gossip was originally a god sib in Old English, and it was basically a godparent. Sorry, I did miss that.
Okay.
Someone who acted as a sponsor at a baptism. By the 14th century, the word could encompass any familiar acquaintance, especially women who were invited to a friend's birth. Through a long line of loose talkers and perhaps some old-fashioned sexism, the word evolved to mean anyone engaged in idle talk, and eventually gossip took on its modern meaning as a baseless rumor or trifling talk.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I've always seen TikToks that were like, gossip was like the way that women spread information back in the day. Like there was no other way. And like they just labeled it as like this shit talking thing when really it's just like, hey, don't be with this person because he did this, or like, don't go there because this happened or whatever.
But originally godparent.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It is pretty crazy.
Because it comes from like a circle of like females that are not related to the baby getting around and celebrating it. And of course they're going to like gab and.
But now it's, can you believe what Taylor wore to the wedding? Good Lord.
Okay, don't be sexist.
Yeah.
I could be a boy saying that.
I also have the etymology of the word salary. The word salary comes from the Latin word salaria, meaning salt money. In ancient Rome, soldiers were sometimes paid with salt or given money to buy it, as salt was highly valuable. This practice gave rise to the term salary, which now refers to regular payments for a service.
Yeah, salt was insanely valuable because before ice, the only thing that you could use to like preserve like meats and stuff was salt.
Yeah.
Or just things would not rot as badly under salt as they did other minerals. So that does make sense.
I love salt.
Yeah.
It's my favorite condiment.
Do you ever just eat raw rock salt?
No, but I put on everything.
It's sometimes
I'll eat, if I'm on an airplane, after I've eaten the pretzels, I'll then dump all that salt bag of salt into my mouth. It tastes great.
Sometimes when I get the pink Himalayan salt, like the rocks, I'll twist the top off, pour a couple rocks in, pop them in, and just chew on them.
On earth?
That's a little too salty. Good. I'm a salt girl, but that's too salty for me. Like, I love Himalayan salt.
You should
salt.
Put it like in water with like some lemon juice. And it's
no,
like
I like the crunch of it. It's like eating a little snack.
Mm-hmm. I like just cutting up cucumbers and putting salt on them. It's
yeah,
so
that's
yummy.
Delicious. Ooh, yeah. Like a bagel with tomato and cucumbers and a little salt and olive oil.
Ugh. Or salt on watermelon.
I always want to... That guy who makes all the cucumbers and the thing, you know that guy?
Oh, yeah, like a Din Tai Fung cucumber, like make that actually happen.
He's always like slicing it in the mandolin, putting it in that like plastic container and shaking
mandolins
it up.
Mandolins are scary.
I know. You could just fuck your whole shit up with that.
I don't know if I know what that looks like.
It's like a flat thing, and then you take like a cucumber and you just move it back and forth on the blade, but you got to get real
like close to it.
Yeah, it's like one of the
people
most
get fucked up.
Dangerous, because like it'll just slice right through your whole fingy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
God, fingy.
Yeah, no.
It just happened to Erin. Oh no!
You
to our
slice
listeners.
Your fingy?
No.
No, she just screamed. So I'm joking. That just happened to her.
Oh.
Just thinking about it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I know. Like if someone shows me, like, oh, you want to see this cut I got? I'm like,
what's that? The fuck is
the president's
that?
In town?
What is that?
A helicopter, probably.
I didn't hear anything.
You can't feel that?
You don't feel the rumbling?
No. Well, my feet are also not on the ground.
Is it Godzilla? Kingdom
of the Apes? It wasn't on the ground. It was like up here.
Oh, I didn't feel it. Do you guys know the etymology behind orchids, or where it got its name?
I want to say Japanese.
Is this, we're talking about the flower, like an orchid?
Yeah.
No, tell me.
Okay, orchids may be beautiful, but their etymology isn't quite so poetic. The word comes from Greek orchis for testicle, thought to reflect the shape of the plant's underground storage organs.
They do look insanely vaginal, though. Orchids
are when they open up.
Matt can't have them in his house.
He gets turned on.
Too horny.
Oh, I've never said that.
No, she's making a joke. Just you being like, oh, that looks like boobs. Get it out of here.
Orchids, I think, are actually really beautiful. Have you ever seen Adaptation, the movie?
It's based
on the book, The Orchid Thief, which is a real book. Mm. But like that guy, what's his name? Cooper? Oh, whatever that actor's name is. Plays a guy who's obsessed with orchids, but they're actually like, so deeply beautiful. Like,
That's a crazy movie.
Yeah.
Orchid.
Adaptation.
Nicolas Cage. Highly recommended. Charlie Kaufman film.
What's your favorite flower?
Great question. You know what? Whatever makes my wife happy, so it's tulips.
Happy wife.
I've been really
wife.
Loving tulips lately.
Patricia's obsessed with tulips.
TJ's been getting them at Costco like every week, and they're so beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
It's so fun to watch them like grow.
Yes. Yes.
I really like a sunflower.
Beautiful.
Really, you don't see them that often. And when you get a nice big one, like you're on a drive somewhere, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's big. But could you have sunflowers in your house? Does it work like that?
I don't know.
It's smaller ones. You can't, like a big sunflower with like sunflower seeds come
from. It's like
from.
The size of your head.
That's a little aggressive to
But
have.
Can you get like free scary. Seeds off the thing? Because I love a good sunflower. I love munching on them.
I watched this girl on TikTok probably years ago now. she had like a sunflower farm and she would like roast the heads of sunflowers. It was so interesting.
There's nothing like a good fresh roasted sunflower seed. You pop a bag next to you on the couch.
Yeah.
Just start munching away.
I love sunflowers.
I've never eaten a sunflower seed like in my home.
I've never eaten a sunflower seed not on a couch. It's always just like you're sitting on a couch watching.
Not a road trip. Usually road trips.
In the car?
Because I need to spit them out.
Well, we had
Yeah, you have a little spit plate.
I'd always have like a plastic cup or something.
Yeah, and then sometimes you'd be like, all right, when I finish this cup, I'm done. And then you're like, no, I'm just going to pour the cup out and start over again.
Back to it.
Yeah.
Do you put them like a bunch in your mouth and then do the whole trick or it like
sometimes
put one to the
side? Sometimes chew around and spit the whole thing out.
Yeah, just get the salty taste.
All the texture and everything.
I'll load like maybe two or three on the left side and then like a machine gun, crack them over to the right and then,
spit it out.
Do you like different flavors of sunflower seeds?
Love.
Like pickle flavored, ranch flavored. Yeah.
What the
love
fuck?
Ranch, love barbecue. I was like a go-to ranch
they
gal.
They make flavored sunflower seeds?
You've been to a 7-Eleven, my guy?
They always have, look, if you're going to buy sunflower seeds, look around. Right next to it are different fucking flavors.
They probably have crazy, I mean, I was eating them in like high school when I was playing softball.
But they got, we like, have to play the NBA's basketball still.
Sure. Play the NBA's basketball.
You know what I mean. We got to play ball.
But like they had all those flavors then. I'm sure they have like hot Cheetos flavor now. Like just like crazy wild ones.
I need
ones.
To try dill, like pickled.
You guys, I think I have tried the next best snack of this summer.
The snack of the summer.
You know cheese balls?
Yeah. Yes.
They've made like pickle balls.
I hate them.
What are you talking about? You've tried them?
The I pickle need to balls? Try. Do you have
I
them?
Don't like the taste that it leaves afterwards. It tastes like really chemically.
The pickle balls.
Correct, yeah.
Fuck, Aaron.
Wait, they're like, actually cheese they're balls, great. But they're pickle flavored?
Yes, but there's no cheese.
It's like green.
It's the puff, but like green pickle flavor. They're phenomenal. I can't wait to have it with like a cold beer on a pontoon boat.
I did not like them.
I am stoked. I had like a couple, but...
on a pontoon
boat. TJ and I were both... He brought a bag home. Fuck, I had them like a couple weeks ago and I was going to give you the bag because we didn't like them.
I want to try.
What are they called? Pickle balls?
Classic pickle balls.
Explain to me what it is one more time.
Okay, cheese ball. Like a Cheeto ball.
Like a cheesy puff?
Yeah.
Yes,
like
sure.
The round
ones. Yeah, yes.
Not like a
corn puff.
Okay.
Coated in cheese. This is like a corn puff coated in like pickle flavor. And it's...
Is it like a ground up dried pickle or it's like...
Oh my God.
What?
It's like pickle flavor.
Oh, no. I don't even
I'm
like...
I'm just showing him
dude,
what it looks
they
like.
They are phenomenal.
I don't
they
like Cheetos like either. Like, you know, like you see like a big thing of Cheetos at someone's house and then your fingers get all orange.
You
and
would
like,
hate my grandpa.
I don't like cheese balls like this, but the corn balls
you
are
like
fantastic.
You don't like cheese balls?
That's
not
crazy.
Really for me.
Oh my God. I could eat a whole one of those giant fucking tins.
The tubs. But then it's like the texture. Like when you're chewing on it, it's not good. And then like, ugh.
Oh my
no.
God. I love that's what I really liked about these is like the crunch. I just like really didn't like the aftertaste.
No, I never really focused on the aftertaste. I was just like,
he's got the next one in his
Keep
mouth
going.
Before the aftertaste
they
kicks
were
in.
Delicious.
Neither one of us liked them.
Pickle
bummer.
I do think they will be like a big hit though.
My cousin were big pickle heads, and so I texted them and it was like saying, guys, alert, this is the snack of the summer.
Next time you're in New York, you should go to the Pickle Guys. It's a store in the East Village or Lower East Side, I think, and it's like just one of the oldest establishments in New York, and they just do their own pickles. They got hot, sour, spicy,
ooh,
all like
yum.
You can try different ones. You make your own custom buckets of pickles.
Wow,
that's stressful.
I've been
so
to a pickle bookshop in the Lower East Side where you can even bring used books, and they give you a free jar of their own pickles.
Oh,
but like sweet pickle books. It's
oh,
like
that's
half
cool.
Pickle store, half books used bookstore.
What? Yum.
I went on a date there once with a girl. That's why I remember it.
The pickle
to
place?
The pickle guys.
The pickle
do you
guys
like boiled peanuts? Have you ever had boiled peanuts?
No, but I think I would love them.
They're huge in the South. Alabama, especially. So it's like, you know, your typical ballpark peanut, but they boil it.
In the shell still?
In the shell, but it becomes like almost like a soft shell thing. And the peas are like boiled, or like the nuts inside the boiled peanut are really soft.
Like soft, yum.
Almost tastes like peas.
Oh.
At the same time, but they come in all different flavors.
Do you have to deshell it?
Yeah, but it's really soft and just all kind of falls apart.
I want to try.
Super salty and there's all different flavors. I thought I would like them more, but I get why people love them. So
the deshelling of a peanut, miss me with that. Just give me the fucking.
It's really messy.
Oh,
it's
like but I like the way that it sounds. I love
me
like
too.
That it's like a gentle like break. It almost
just like licking like a
Man, I haven't just had peanuts in
the
so
outside
long.
Of a peanut.
Yeah, yes. Just salty yes. And yummy.
I salty, it's
the
yummy.
Little splinter.
Yeah, but yes. It has like all that like.
It's almost like hair. Dusty.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, that's like a ball sack.
No, literally,
that's the actual testicle food.
Oh.
But I have like a jar of deshelled peanuts. Put your hand in there, just grab a handful of peanuts. Yeah, oh, nothing that's... like it.
But yeah, I like the deshelling.
You ever try almond butter?
Are you fucking serious?
Yes.
Wait, are you for real?
It's 2025.
You're an alien?
I've never tried almond it before, butter. And I was like, oh, maybe this is like healthier than peanut butter when you're like, you know, just get some calories.
Whoa.
And I took a spoonful of almond butter, and it took me maybe 15 minutes to chew
Wait,
it.
What
it was
are you
the
thinking?
Stickiest.
I'm just shocked he's never heard of almond butter. Like, not in a mean way. Like, I'm not trying to be like, you're dumb or anything, but like, it's just crazy because almond butter has been around. Like, it was
no, like literally.
I just never bought it in my house to like have almond butter.
I've been eating almond butter for the last decade.
What do you put it on?
Everything. Anything you would put peanut butter on.
PB&J, put
it in my smoothies
put an oatmeal.
All the time.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's new to me, all right?
Put it on crackers,
but like,
PBJ.
So usually, you know, it's like when you're working out, you want to get like some extra protein calories, you do a spoonful of peanut butter. I thought I would try it with almond butter, but it is like chewing on fucking like super
I don't
glue.
Like almond butter.
It's so difficult to chew. It took me like 15 minutes. I was like, never again. I can't do it.
Well, it probably depends on the brand you got too.
Yeah, whatever they had at Costco, so.
Because sometimes like... You know how peanut butter, they have like the healthy versions where it has
which
like the oil.
Way stickier, yeah.
Yeah,
I
almond butter has
version.
Like the creamy. I like both.
When it has like the oil at the top and you like
hate
mix
it,
it
I'm
in.
Like, ugh.
Yeah.
You just never get it off that spoon.
I will say they have this fucking awesome nut butter at Costco.
Nut, what kind of nut?
It's called nut butter, I'm pretty sure. And it's
probably
like
peanut.
No.
No, it's not.
No, there's no peanuts in it.
Oh.
TJ's highly allergic.
Oh, because TJ's allergic
yes,
to peanuts.
Yes, it's literally like every other nut. Let me see. It's
You're
literally so good it tastes like fucking candy.
Huh. I'll check that out. I love a good nut.
I'll send you the pic of it. It's called, it's called Nutzo. And it's like protein.
Oh, that looks great.
Nutzo.
It's so,
I used to say that
so
all the time.
Delicious.
Nutzo.
So there's cashews, almonds, Brazil nuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, hazelnuts, pumpkin seeds, and Celtic sea salt.
That sounds really good, actually.
It's really, really, really delicious. One butter I've had recently that I had never had before was pistachio butter, and it's delicious.
Here pistachio butter
is really, really good.
Pistachio ice cream, get out of it. Just stay in your lane.
I bet you if I had you guys try what I had, you would think it's delicious. It was like pistachio butter on sourdough with olive oil, some salt.
You know what that sound means?
We gotta land
really
this plane.
It.
Yeah.
I have to pee so bad.
Yeah, it was hurting me physically.
You're going on nuts, and I'm like, Aaron, let's fucking land. I really have to pee.
No.
And I'm like, oh, because she just peed. That's why she, like, she,
we want to thank
you're
you for
projecting.
Flying. We want to thank you for flying Good Influences Airlines.
Just
on
go.
On behalf of all your captain, thank you for, well, yeah, you can leave. You're not on camera anymore. Thanks.
I brought some nuts.
Oh my God, Aaron, what a hole.
Oh, you got grapes. Damn, you.
That's like, that looks like a bird feeder.
Women are really just, you guys are on a different level.
Well, I have a doctor's appointment after, so I was like, I need to pack like a lot
of
snacks.
The thought of like having just enough grapes
have
that are still.
Have you ever had one of these? Try that.
I love that.
Those are from Costco too.
Granoli?
They're really good. It's a bunch of nuts.
Some bacon bits.
I got to send you my Costco list.
That's really good because it's not like sticky and it's not too hard.
Yeah.
Aaron. Yummy. You want to go shopping together?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.